It's getting warmer, but is it because spring is in the air? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2026, and we just heard Eric Nam and Wendy with Spring Love, 봄인가 봐. Now, if you think climate change is only affecting glaciers and polar bears, plants would like a word. A new study led by researchers at the University of Colorado has found that tropical flowers are blooming weeks, sometimes even months, earlier or later than they used to. It's all because of the crazy weather that we've been seeing in recent years. The data goes way back. Now, scientists analyzed plant specimens collected between 1794 and 2024 from tropical countries like Brazil, Ecuador, Ghana, and Thailand. And the results show flowering time shifting by an average of 2 days per decade. That may not sound like a lot, but over decades, the difference adds up. Some tropical plants are flowering around 80 days later than it did in the 1950s, while others are blooming nearly 20 days earlier than they used to. Now, researchers say these changes matter because plants are basically the foundation of our ecosystem. And when plants, insects, and animals start falling out of sync, it can trigger what they call cascading impacts across the globe. Now flowers bloom, pollinators arrive, fruit grows, animals eat. It's a carefully timed system. But if those schedules stop lining up, say a flower blooms after the bird that normally pollinates it has already migrated, the entire chain can break. Yikes! In other words, nature runs on a very precise schedule, and climate change may be quietly throwing off the timing, y'all. So that's a little scary to think about. But we got good music to hopefully not make you scared. This is Uju Sonya with Bloom Hour. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for everybody. We got Shapeshifter by Baby Don't Cry. And then we got Both Sides by NCT JNJM. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time. Like I say all the time, stop what you're doing. Put your pens down, put your computers down, put whatever you're doing right now down that's work-related, and focus on us because we got something interesting for you to listen to while you're sipping on that beverage of choice. Ah, spring. Are you ready to enjoy the spring blossoms, whether they're late or early or in person? Well, what about some tasty spring delicacies to go along with the flowers, y'all? Two food festivals coming up are giving visitors a chance to celebrate the season with some seriously fresh seafood. First up is the Young Duck Snow Crab Festival happening March 26th to 29th. And of course, Young Duck, North Gyeongsang Province. Now, this coastal town is famous for its prized snow crab, and the festival lets visitors dive right into the action. You can watch crab pot hauling demonstrations and even see chefs compete in a crab preparation contest. There will also be games for the entire family and quick auctions where freshly caught crabs go under the hammer. If snow crabs are not your thing, there's more! On the West Coast, the Seocheon Camellia Octopus Festival has already kicked off and will run until April 5th at Maryangjin Port. The festival celebrates a seasonal delicacy, webfoot octopus. Here, visitors can try octopus fishing themselves and even sample freshly cooked dishes at food stalls, and you also get flowers. Since it's camellia season, families can also explore nearby blossoms at Dongbaekjeong Pavilion with activities like treasure hunts, kite flying, and craft booths. Now, spring festivals come with flowers, you guys know that. And yes, with crabs and octopus in Korea, that sounds like the perfect combination to me. But for now, we got the best combination, music, to add to that list. We got Chuck Jae-hyuk with Camellia Dongbaekgut. And now of Kay Will with Love Blossom. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-Pop. You guys know every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're going to go over it with our writer, Karen!
That's right!
How has your weekend been?
My weekend and my week, it's been very...
Well, it's the start of the week.
Yeah.
Your Monday so far.
Yeah, yes. Well, the weekend and the week before.
Yes.
So, like, the entire week, the weekend and the start of the week, it's been very 이랬다가 저랬다가 왔다 갔다 정신없어.
Oh, which was our word from last
That's
week.
That's right.
But I understand why.
Yeah.
Because y'all know Karen just recently moved to a new apartment.
Yes.
And... I have to admit, that's like the worst thing. It's good and bad because
oh,
good
it's bad.
Because
it's bad. Like, it's just bad.
Whoa. Don't tell that to people who actually want to move.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, there is the excitement of moving into a new neighborhood, although it's not a new neighborhood for me because I've been working in this neighborhood for years and years and years.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not a new neighborhood. So there's no excitement there. And the house is old. So there's no excitement there. And
okay.
it's been hard trying to fit stuff into places because there's no like storage room.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to, the organizing part has been very difficult.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I know that process.
Yeah, but it's slowly coming together. Yeah. But I feel like it's good. It's a working process.
Okay.
It's taking a while, though. It's taking
the rest of the family helping out?
Of course. Yeah. Mm. The husband's been very, very, he's like the handyman. I didn't know, but because we've been moving, the past two places that we moved into, they were all like brand new houses.
Okay.
So, I didn't realize that he had these handyman skills. He knows how to do like electricity wiring. He knows how.
What?
Yeah, he knows how to.
He probably went on the tubes and learned.
Well, that too,
yeah.
But he knows like the basic stuff. So he was like, oh, I can do it. And I was like,
What are the basics for like electrical wiring?
Like, because we need to install like the lights and stuff. So I thought we had to call people. But he was like,
I would have done the same thing as call people.
Yeah, but he was like,
I didn't know there was basics to wiring.
I can do it. And he was like, we just need to buy the lights, and he fixed everything. And
okay,
yeah, it was pretty good. I was
you got to
like,
take him out to a nice dinner.
I was surprised. I was like, wow, where did you learn this? And then it was really funny because we're trying to save money because the house needs to be fixed everything needs to be fixed, basically. So we called different people to do like the dobe, which is the wallpaper stuff and the floors and everything. And they were surprised because they were like, he doesn't look like the type that can fix stuff around the house.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I didn't realize either. But yeah, so we've been doing that. So he's been very helpful.
Never judge a book by its cover, y'all.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, because I've had friends who, because they look sporty, some people just judge them and think, oh, they're not book smart.
Mm.
They're not wise. But they could be smarter than some of the nerdiest people in the world.
That's true.
So never judge a book by its cover.
I agree. Yes. I agree. Yeah.
And now we are going to learn something new today.
That's right.
So what are we learning it from?
Okay, so the song that I chose, it's another new song because last week was a really brand new song. It's To Us.
Okay.
T-W-S. I should not call them that. It's To Us. Their song Overdrive.
Okay, I mean, but To Us, they spell it T-W-S.
Yeah. We should not say T-W-S. It's To Us. And we're friends talking about something. We're in the room together.
Okay.
And you're trying to hide something from me.
Oh, I'm trying to hide something?
Yeah.
Well, let's get my hiding going.
What are you eating?
I'm nothing.
I just heard crunching.
It's, my dog.
Mm-hmm. What dog? And why are you hiding behind the couch?
I was taking a nap.
Behind the couch?
Yeah. I like this angle and this position.
Why does it smell so gosohae in here? It, like someone spilled chamgirim in the room.
No. I don't know.
Why do you have a spoon sticking out of your pocket?
야, 그만 좀 물어봐. Why are you asking so many questions?
You said you were on a diet. What else are you hiding?
Nothing.
What is this?
싫은데.
Oh my gosh, why is there a bowl of 봄동 비빔밥 behind the couch?
It's for later. It's my lunch.
Oh my gosh, it's only 10 o'clock. You said you were on a diet.
I'm trying.
What's that in your other pocket?
아무것도 아니야.
Stop lying. Are those Dubai chewy cookies?
No. 들키기 싫은데.
Give me that.
No. They're backup snacks.
What backup snack? What about your diet?
It's for my skin. It's skincare,
girl.
Oh
my gosh, you're the worst liar I've ever met.
All right. This is To Us with Overdrive. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I know the song, because recently a lot of people were doing like a challenge.
Uh-huh. What do you have to do for the challenge?
I forget the exact thing, but they did it at like an award show too.
Mm.
And it was like they did like a cute little pose.
You see
Niall doing it.
Yeah.
But that looked like Niall just was constipated. Like she's trying to really squeeze out a poo. Yes. But everyone did a different pose.
Yeah. Because there's like a little pause in between in the song.
Yep.
So yeah. So it's from their fourth mini album. It was released recently in October of last year.
Okay.
And it's the title song and it's all about youth. They're trying to capture their like roller coaster emotions when you're in love, that passion when you first fall head over heels for someone.
Oh, what does that feeling feel like?
I don't know. It's been a while for me too.
Right? Head over heels for somebody.
Let's ask Niall.
Wow.
She doesn't know either.
You ever notice that saying just sounds funny? Head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
Your head is already above your heels.
That means like you're falling down. Your head's like on the ground. You're like,
that's
stupid
what it meant.
In love.
I was wondering like that made no sense to me. Like why
you're like on the floor. You're basically you know in Korea they say 콩깍지시였어, right? Because you
I never heard that saying
anything.
Either.
You can't see anything. You're blinded by love.
By love.
Yeah. So you're stupid basically.
But that's another saying. Why are you blinded by love? There's so many sayings that are related to love that just made no sense to me.
Because you act stupid when you're in love. Like that first, you know, when you're in love for the first time, you don't act sensibly.
I don't think I've ever gotten there.
Really?
I've gotten like the butterflies in my stomach vibe. That's about it.
I remember when I was dating my husband for the first time, I was stupid because That's when I was on a morning show, early morning show.
Okay.
But I would go down, because he lived in Daejeon, okay, which is like 2 hours away.
You did not drive all the way down there?
Well, I didn't drive because I didn't have a car then, but I took the bus down.
Every day?
Not every day, but that would have been really, really stupid. But just like for like a couple days a week, I would go down
for a few
and then
hours?
Come, yeah, for a few hours and then come back up for
and
the
morning
show.
And what'd you guys do? Have coffee?
Yeah, we would just like talk and have coffee.
And were you like excited to see him?
He wasn't even working then. He had time.
He didn't come to see you?
Well, he also came up too.
I was about to say, that's a bad boyfriend.
Exactly, but that was how that's how stupid you are.
Aw, Karen was in love, y'all.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Aw,
but that's how you are when you are head over heels or when you're first in love.
What was the craziest gift you bought your husband? During the dating stage, not married stage.
I don't remember giving a lot of gifts because he was very particular about his like gifts.
Really? I feel like when you're dating somebody and you're in that, I really love and care about this person, that you just want to like flower them with
something.
Gifts.
Well, I remember he liked choosing his own things. So I think I let him choose whatever
he picky,
he wanted
isn't he?
To. Yeah, he's picky.
Did he let you know if you got him something?
Like,
oh, he goes,
just,
oh, shit,
I don't think he was picky. I think he was more of a practical person. So he wanted to choose something that he would use more. Yeah, so like he didn't want me to waste money.
But
on something that he wouldn't use.
Was there a time that you got him something that you thought he'd like and he didn't like
it? He didn't like it, yeah.
And then would you be hurt by it, though?
Yeah, of course.
What would you do? Would you, like, smack him side of his head?
I think I got him. I forget. But then, like, on the flip side, I think I got him something and he really liked it.
Aw.
And that would make me really happy because I know that you know, if I got him something, he would tell me right away that it's not something that he would use, or it's not something that would suit his taste. Like, he's very blunt about it.
The reason why I ask is because I feel like you can use 들키긴 싫은데, which is what the K-pop word of the day, 들키긴 싫은데.
Right.
So he pretended to like it.
Ah, no, he's not that type.
He didn't want to let you know he didn't like it. Like, oh, Karen, 이거 너무 좋아.
It shows.
And then he's like, turns his back around like, I hate this gift.
Yeah.
But he acted like he liked it because 들키긴 싫은데.
Yeah, because I would smack him, right? Yeah, 들키긴 싫은데. So that's in the lyrics. In the lyrics, the guys to us, they say, oh, 괜히 들키긴 싫은데. But it's kind of funny because he's like, they're head over heels over someone. So inside, they don't want to get caught. Like, they don't want their feelings to show. But also, they want the other person to know that they like them. That's why they're saying, 괜히 들키긴 싫은데, 내가 알아봐줬으면 해. So they want them to know, but then they don't want them to know.
That is true. Because if you don't, I feel like in life, if you don't let the person know, even just a little bit, they're literally just not going to know at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to miss your chance, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is going to walk in and just swoop them away. And
right.
then you're just going to be like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
I have
it
been
was me.
Here this whole time. I have been trying to get your attention. I took you to a coffee shop. And then
I
you
got
walk.
You gifts.
Right? I'm Karen Choi.
But I was
you're gonna
nice
walk,
to you.
Yeah, and you're going to take Chaeryeong to the movie theaters? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So that's that fine line. You know, you want them to know, but then you don't want to make it too obvious.
I've been there. When someone is like, why don't you just say something? I'm like, I don't know. I'm actually, a lot of people don't know this, but in those situations, I'm a very shy person. So I can't go up to somebody and be like, oh, what's your number? Can we go out for a drink sometime? I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I always miss my chance.
But you don't, I mean, because that's the thing. You don't want to seem like the person that's into the other person.
Yeah, because that shows like, I don't know why. I feel like that shows your weakness.
I like totally get that.
Yeah,
so that's what they're saying. They're saying, oh, 괜히 들키긴 싫은데. So I don't want to let everything out. But I do want you to know that I am kind of into you.
Yes. I don't want you to know that I have a crush on you, but I want you to know that I do like you.
Exactly. Right. Yes. So 들키다. 들키긴 싫다. So 들키다 means to get caught, to be outed, or to be founded out. And then 싫다 means don't want to. It's the negative form, right?
Yes.
So it's that I don't want to get caught, but I'm still going to do it. kind of thing. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, you can use this when you don't want to get caught, but you want to do something kind of that you shouldn't do. So, yeah. For example, I don't want to get caught, but I keep sneaking food into my room, maybe. I don't know. When I'm supposed to be on a diet, I don't want to get caught, but I keep eating something when I'm supposed to be on a diet.
Which we've all done before.
I've hidden stuff from my kids.
I've hidden stuff from my parents. And it's funny because
like
as
report
kids,
cards?
Not those kind of things. As with food stuff, it's funny because you forget as a kid, it's the parents buying all the food.
Yeah.
And I'm dumb because I'm thinking, oh, if I hide the bag of Oreos or some other candy in my closet or my drawer, mom and dad won't ever know.
Yeah.
You know, because I can snack at it late night. And then, of course, next morning I go in the kitchen. My mom's like, I wonder where the two pieces of chocolate went missing. I wonder who took it. And I'm thinking, she'll never find out. They always know. Because she's the one who bought it.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, so but that's why I hide food from my kids, because if I just leave it, it's gone.
Well, I do the bad thing. I'll be like, Oma, I think Hyung ate it.
Oh!
That's what I do. Because he played football growing up. It's like, he needs the calories for all the, you know, burning on the field, so...
Yeah. Well, I make sure if I want to have it the next day, and if I know the kids will probably devour it, I make sure to hide a little bit in my room where they can't touch it.
You have to.
It. Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to have to.
It's for protection.
Yeah. Now I don't do it. Now, obviously, because I live alone.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I don't hide it. I leave everything out for guests to eat on purpose. And when you have it out in the open, you don't crave it as much anyway.
That's true. Yeah. If I didn't, you know, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have to hide it. Mm. Yeah.
All right. So in our skit, we did say 들키기 싫은데.
Yeah.
Because I am trying to hide snacks behind the sofa, making
sure
Karen don't catch me.
Because you said you were on a diet.
Yeah.
So you were trying to be accountable.
And that's funny because you never notice some people who aren't hiding it and they go out and they're like, oh my God, Karen, I'm on a diet today, so let's go to some restaurant. They're good. They have good salads.
Yeah.
But then they choose something else on the menu.
I'm like a hamburger.
Aren't you on a diet? It's like, yeah, but when do I come to the restaurant? I don't come to this restaurant often. They're known for their burgers.
Yeah.
Come on, Karen. Get with the program.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. You're so bumpin' here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bumpin' here.
Have we talked about it before?
We should talk about that.
Yes. We will talk about it one day. Because people are like, now you brought it up, so we got to talk about
it. Yeah.
All righty. Well, we are talking about 들키긴 싫은데, which is our What the K-Pop word of the day, meaning I don't want to get caught.
But yes.
And it comes from the Twice song Overdrive, which was a hit because you guys will hear it and you're going to be like, oh, I know the song. There's a challenge all over the interwebs. So let's check it out. Full version of Twice Overdrive. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. That was Overdrive by Twice. Now, let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas and films and listen to their related music. We also have our daily semi-coffee or tea, where we chit-chat about what's going on in this crazy world. And of course, you guys can send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram at KBS K-pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now we got another song for y'all. We got E Young G with Robot. All right, that was Robot by E. Young G. Now, for those of you who are new to our show, we got some ways to listen to our show. We got apps, KBS World Radio and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio, and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. And while you're there, you can check to see if you've won or not by looking up, actually, our KPC playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlists. And now, we got great songs for y'all. Number one. On this list, we got IVE with Black Hole. And number two on this list, we got Blackpink with Champion. All right, y'all. That's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a great song taking us out by Miss E-Hyo-Ri with a song called Different, 달라요. And our producer is Chaedeon Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.